If Madera Community Hospital is a safety net for county residents, then medical professionals like Stephanie Rolfo are a crucial link.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Stephanie. Nice to meet you.
The hospital has 106 beds and is the only adult acute care facility in the county. It also operates three clinics, like the one where Rolfo, a nurse practitioner, works.
You have your health net physical today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. When's the last time you had a physical done?
The type of care offered at the hospital won't change much when the Affordable Care Act is implemented next January. But how that care is funded and reimbursed could change dramatically.
How many people really signed up? Now that they have insurance, are they going to seek out more services than they were in the past? Do we have the capacity to handle all of that? How are all the local physicians reacting to all this?
Mark Foote is the hospital's chief financial officer.
All those questions are yet to still be answered, and it makes for an interesting time in healthcare with all the uncertainty that exists out there right now.
For the hospital, the big question is whether the books will balance once the health law is in place. Medicare payments to the hospital have already been reduced. The hospital receives federal payments for serving a disproportionate number of low-income patients, and these are slated to be chopped, too. The cuts could be offset if a significant number of the hospital's uninsured patients enroll in health insurance. But that's a big if, Foote says.
It's tough to decide right now whether the payments we're going to get from those previously uninsured patients that are mandated to buy coverage is going to be enough to offset the cuts that are coming through the Medicare program and other areas.
The balancing act will depend in part on how many uninsured people are successfully enrolled into new health insurance programs, like the expanded Medi-Cal program and the state's insurance exchange Covered California.
Hopefully, if that is a great success, then the amount of people that pay for insurance themselves will be reduced, and thus we'll have fewer bad debts and other types of related non-payment situations, and that can make up for some of these cuts.
But based on Karen Polinelli's experience on the floor of the clinic, that could be a risky thing to bet on. She's a nurse practitioner and the director of the hospital's clinics.
I actually do talk to my patients about it, and they're in the dark. You know, they really have no clue about what's going to happen. Many of the patients don't even understand it.
And then there are undocumented patients who receive care at the hospital but aren't eligible for insurance under most provisions of the health law. Foote again.
There's never enough money to cover all the cost of those types of patients, so we have to absorb the costs above what we get paid for those patients and try to get covered by other forms of payments.
Madera Community Hospital is not facing these financial challenges alone. Jan Emerson Shea is with the California Hospital Association. She says hospitals in the state will take huge cuts, an estimated $17 billion between now and 2020, to help pay for the expanded coverage that the health law will provide. Meanwhile, she says, it could take several years for the uninsured to enroll in insurance.
It's a very challenging time for hospitals, exciting on one hand because we very much believe in the goals of the ACA. At the other hand, it's going to be very difficult because we are facing some very difficult financial times ahead with these payment cuts that are looming.
These cuts should not affect the quality of care provided in hospitals, but they could impact the types of services offered, Emerson Shea says.
Hospitals up and down the state are having to make difficult strategic decisions about what services they will be able to continue to offer their local communities and what services they may no longer be able to provide in order to keep their doors open.
Those decisions could be several years down the road, though. John Fry is a CEO of Madera Community Hospital. He says it will take time to determine the law's true impact on the hospital.
It is unprecedented change, and it just takes a lot of time for something so enormous to really determine if the results are what they thought they would be. But this is implemented over several years. This next year will be the most significant change to date, and then the next several years after that, we'll see the impact of that.
The hospital and its clinics will continue providing acute and preventative care to county residents. But how much that care will cost the hospital is an unknown and looming question. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.